friends. We've made it to another episode of Dominating Real Estate. I'm your host, Courtney Gettings, and today we're going to be talking about choosing the broker for you. So in October of 2016, I told my husband that I was going to make this leap into real estate. It was a big risk. I carried health insurance. He had been in his career for probably a few years now, but we ultimately were going to turn into a household of both of us being commission-based. I remember we were sitting, it was like at a happy hour, we were sitting at the bar, and I think it was around Halloween. I don't exactly remember what he said. I just remember him being really supportive and kind of like, this was my time. I had been busting my butt and he could see that. And I supported him when he took a leap and quit corporate to go into something that had an infinite possibility with the insurance world. And he was really supportive. He actually said something like, you know, someone he had gone to school with was in real estate and seemed to be doing really well. So I had made up my mind. You know, I didn't tell anyone other than obviously Jordan, because he was the only one that was going to be impacted. You know, the decision was ultimately mine and I had made up my mind. So I knew I was going to bring experience to the table. I had this customer service background. I knew if I set my mind to it, I was going to make it work regardless of what came my way. I knew it wasn't going to be easy. So that's when I really said, okay, I need to figure out what am I looking for? What do I want out of my business? And what am I going to ask these brokers when I essentially interview them to figure out the best one for me? A few things. I started doing a lot of research on Pinterest, believe it or not. That is actually one of the places where I did a lot of my creative thinking, if you will. And Pinterest actually got me really excited to think of all the possibilities and what could come about in real estate. So I would definitely recommend researching like crazy. Closing your eyes, thinking about what do you need. Now, I knew I was going to do this full time. I knew I was going to resign from my job because it wasn't going to serve my current clients and colleagues at my current job at the time. If I was trying to leave work at a normal hour instead of the 55, 60 hours a week that I was probably working at that time. So it wasn't going to do me any favors at my current job if I was trying to then start something else. I knew I needed to jump into it full feet ahead and not look back. And I figured I was in my later 20s at the time. When we all start something new, we are all going to start at rock bottom. And I figured now was the time to do it. We were at a really good age group where we had owned a house at the time, but not a lot of our friends had. And I figured right now was a really good time to jump into this struggle so that when I fast forward 5 years, 10 years, that I'm going to be grateful for the risks I took today. So research like crazy. Pinterest, surprisingly enough, helped a lot. Talk to multiple people at different brokers. Make sure you do that. I talked with 3 different brokers. The agent who helped us buy our house, rather, she was at one broker. So I made sure to talk to her, get her perspective, see what she liked, what she didn't like. She was older, her close to retirement, I think. Her husband was very successful and she was actually a neighbor of my parents. So, you know, different age dynamic. So again, what does she need versus what am I envisioning for my career? A second person that I talked with was actually a really close girlfriend of mine, her mom. Her mom has been in the industry for, I think, 20 plus years. She's had a very successful business. She still does to this day. And I envied and really looked up to her mom, that she had such a successful career, has one, and she was able to be a mom of 4 and just do everything, you know, do everything at once. And then the broker that I ultimately went with, I didn't know anyone. So again, you really have to figure out, what are you looking for? What do you need? And what do you envision? Being a full-time agent, I knew I was going to want to take risks and to, you know, build my own brand and to really feel like I was independent. After all, when you're in real estate, you aren't actually an employee of the broker. The broker holds your license, unless you are actually, you know, an employee and you have assignments, if you will. But when you are a real estate agent, you are actually not really an employee. You are a contract employee, if you will, but not a traditional, you know, W-2 type employee. So figuring out what you want. I knew I wanted the support. I knew I didn't want someone breathing down my neck. I knew I wanted to succeed on my own and fail on my own. I knew I wanted to be able to raise my hand and ask a question. So in my research, I went with the broker that ultimately I found to be a good fit because of the interdependent relationship. Now, remember that when you are interviewing with the brokers, that you're not applying for a job. You're not applying for a traditional job where, you know, you see a wanted ad for someone that's in this role and you feel like you fit the criteria. You are interviewing them. Ultimately, when you are in real estate, you get to choose and find out who's a good fit for you versus in most jobs, it's the other way around. So here are 10 questions to make sure you are asking the brokers when you go ahead and you interview them. Now, if you don't have anything to write with, take a second, put me in pause, and go grab something because you don't want to miss these questions. It's also really important to make sure you are having, you know, the same conversations and asking the same questions for each broker that you talk with. That way you can really size them up equally versus, you know, you asked one broker these set of questions, but then, oh wait, you remembered something, so you asked another broker, and then it kind of felt like you didn't have maybe as good of quality of conversations. So 10 really good questions to ask. The first one is going to be focused on technology. You know, is the broker that you're talking with, are they up on the times with technology? I remember interviewing and talking with someone from the broker that I'm currently with, and she showed me an app that was personalized to me. I thought that was really cool. I thought, hey, if I'm going to start this new career, I want to look the part. So the fact that the broker I was talking with had this app that allowed buyers to search the market and my face was on it and my information was, you know, catered to this particular app that I could share with other people, that felt really, really cool. And another thing is, you know, when you find a house for your buyer or you're selling your client's house and they have an offer, once you've come to terms on the stipulations of that contract, you know, do you have the tools and the resources to do things that feel simple, but to do electronic signatures? Or is that broker working, you know, old fashioned and only doing wet signatures? As your business grows, you need technology on your side. And the other thing is, what about, you know, does the broker have the resources and maybe an electronic library of how-tos? Are there videos and resources that you can turn to if you know you need to do something, but you just can't quite get there? You know, instead of having to find someone that's available and calling around or texting 100 people, do you know that you have this central, you know, library of videos that you can go back and reference? So question one, ask about the technology that they offer. Question two, ask them about their training. What does their training program look like? Is it something just for newer agents or is it available for everyone? And what about the after-hour support? If it's 11:30 at night and you're writing a contract and it's maybe the first time you're doing it, you don't want to be in full-blown panic mode and stress about, oh, I have to wait till the office opens up or when someone's awake. Do you have that after-hour support? 11:30 might be a little late, but you never know. The third question, ask about the culture. Is it very independent? Is it more like a family? Is there a sense of community? Is there a lot of support? And again, what does that support look like? Ask about the agents in that office and those that work for the broker themselves. Culture is really important, especially when you're first starting, because it's going to be a lot of stress. It's going to be a lot of new things coming at you at once. You're going to be really overwhelmed, and you need to know, you know, what is the culture at the office, and do you feel comfortable raising your hand and asking a question, or is everyone really, really independent? The fourth question I would ask is really important. What about your splits? Is it a percentage? What's the breakdown? Is it a sliding scale? Is there the opportunity to cap? And if that's the case, what's the timetable? We're all in this for a reason. We love what we do in real estate. I love looking at houses. I love before and afters. I love new construction. I just love everything, something old versus something new. And I love helping my clients sell their properties too and move on to something bigger and better, or to downsize. But ultimately, we're also in this to make a dollar. You're not necessarily looking to volunteer your time. So what do the splits look like? You're going to run into splits unless you have your own brokerage. And chances are, if you're listening to this podcast, you're not quite there just yet. The fifth question, what makes the broker them? What sets them apart versus another broker? Is it the support they provide? Is it the training? Is it the interdependence? You know, what makes that broker that you're sitting in front of, what makes them them? The next question, what are the anticipated expenses that you can expect, you know, month over month, year over year? You've invested in the time to take your class. You've invested, you know, in taking your state exam. That costs a dollar. Now, what other expenses? You're going to have your annual dues. But what else? Does that broker provide certain things where there's an expense associated with it? Being able to outline and look at all of your expenses in front of you is going to give you a huge peace of mind so you can financially plan. What about mandatory floor duties? Are they expecting you to answer the phones, or do they have someone to do that? Are they expecting you to do something that you might not have planned for or expected? And those expectations, are you aligned with them? Do you like them? Do you see a value in them? Or again, are you looking for something different? What is the agent mix between full-time, part-time, dual agents, right? What is the breakdown of agents at that broker? Again, what are you looking for? What is your vision? And depending on that breakdown of that particular brokerage, do you find yourself aligned with that? Or do you feel like another brokerage is a little bit of a better fit? What are the rules with branding? Now, some brokers really support your own individual style of branding. Some agents or brokers, rather, they have one look and feel, and that's it. Again, what are you hoping for, and why is that important or maybe not important for you? And the last really big question that I would make sure you ask is, how is that broker going to protect you? Now, we all want to feel independent. We all want to help our clients buy. We all want to help our clients sell. But don't forget that what you are doing is really important, and you have to make sure that you're protecting your own butt. And you want to make sure that there's a broker that's looking out for you, whether it's your paperwork and compliance, whether it's E&O insurance. You know, you want to make sure that there's someone that is not breathing down your neck, but is also doing your checks and balances for you. So let's go over these 10 questions. The first question is about technology. What technology do they offer? Question 2, ask about their training. Question 3, ask about their culture. Question 4, talk about their splits. Ask them all the details so you know, how are you getting paid? And is it different when you first start versus when you're more of an established agent? Question 5, what makes them them? Question 6, what are the anticipated expenses that you can plan for financially? Question 7, are there mandatory floor duties? Question 8, what agent mix or breakdown is there at that office? Question 9, ask about the opportunity to brand yourself, create your own logo, or does that broker like everyone to feel unified in the same? And the last one is making sure that they have a system in place to protect you. So congratulations on taking the steps of talking with different brokers. Once you do that, you're going to feel really confident in making sure that you've selected the right broker. After all, you might be bringing some really great experience to the table, but we all need a little help, especially when we first get started. So congratulations on taking the next step in dominating real estate.